Hello, welcome to the Snack UK. We are here at Chateau Paul
for the A-Team edition.
Exactly. It's the one thing they didn't want to happen. It's
the OBJ and Jarvis Landry in the NFL partnership.
Exactly.
It's good on paper and crap on execution.
So effectively, Griff, I think maybe a conference or something. Gary's
there's a life, doesn't he?
Gary's cried off. Jim's back still hurts. So it's me and Paul. Might be light on analysis this one, but roll tide.
Low on analysis, high on unfounded opinion.
Exactly. High on accusation. We'll put this one past the lawyers. No, it's fine.
I think we're really getting into the meat of the season now.
Yeah. So last week, of course, it was just me and Jim, and we killed off a few teams. Did you listen to that? Did you agree with who we killed off?
It was hard to disagree with some of them.
I mean, yeah. As it happened, some of them this weekend then suddenly not bounced back, but showed some signs of life. But it's too late. But we may mention them in passing.
I think there's a lot of things this week. Or you said three words. It's too late. There's a lot of NFL teams who it's too late.
It's too late. Yeah. The horse is bolted. Potentially. The horse has bolted and probably bolted another field by the time they've gone and closed the gate.
You don't even remember owning a horse.
Exactly, yeah. Sometimes it's a league run by some of the dumbest people unable to read the room.
And this is coming from two Giants fans.
Exactly. As well as a Leeds and Man United fan. We pick well. How are the Clippers doing? So I like the Clippers.
I know at one point they were 0-5.
I know. So that's when I stopped paying attention to the NBA.
But the thing is, I didn't want to check the Lakers because obviously Man United aren't doing very well. The New York Giants is a dumpster fire. Even Northampton Town. One of my other teams, who I like to go and see because
they're not having the best of seasons.
They're
not having the best of seasons. They've just been promoted, at least.
Exactly.
So there is an excuse. But let's talk about some teams who are also having a shitty time.
So the perennial MVP favourite.
Yes.
Every year he's been in the league. Until he gets injured, got injured.
He did. And, is this it before the season? If I'm playing for the Bengals, they're in the Super Bowl window. So, bye-bye Super Bowl window, because Joe Burrow got injured, and he's now out for the season. He didn't finish the game. He barely played at all.
8.64 fantasy points.
Yeah.
Not that I have him in my team and very bitter.
Just a stat. Just a stat you heard.
Yeah, just something I have very clear knowledge of.
But yeah, it's a shame because actually, after their slow start, the Bengals had actually become very, very good again and look like the Bengals that can
actually get further.
Yeah. And then it all went wrong. So he's got a ligament tear in his wrist. And apparently, last time I heard, they need their wrists to throw.
There's a lot of conjecture that he went into the game injured. There was they hadn't put him on an injury designation, but the Bengals social media team accidentally showed him going in with his wrist in an air cast.
Yes, I had heard about that. There was some investigation into the... Because as well, like...
I mean, to be fair, if you're going to have any crime against you, having the quarterback of the franchise quarterback, and he's definitely met that term, having him playing for love nor money, you know, having him hell or high water playing for your team when your backup's Jake Browning,
yeah,
shouldn't be a crime.
Admittedly, as well, Burrow has said it's not uncommon to wear a compression sleeve on a plane because that's when you go up to altitude, things swell. But he said this is a new injury. And actually, to be fair, he was 11 of 17 for 101 and a touchdown. They were behind when he left. And even the Ravens aren't going to drop that lead. Jake Browning, not comparable with Joe Burrow or even some of the backups elsewhere in the league.
I've had a gripe on this podcast for 8 years now about poor backup planning. Back from the days of Andrew Luck's injured, let's bring in Scott Tolzien.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can be surprised. You can get a back. I mean, Brock Purdy is the ultimate example of surprise there.
Yep.
But a guy who played multiple years in college should be good. When you've got a great player who can be mobile and has torn his ACL, you'd think of getting someone half decent. You know, your Teddy Bridgewater level.
Yeah. I fear for the Bengals because they were my Super Bowl pick. I did have them losing in the Super Bowl, but now I don't see them getting near, I'm afraid.
When we have
some more people in, we'll do our playoffs and Super Bowl picks because now that we've got some tape on the season. But yeah,
I think the thing I would say is there's a number of teams who you'd have been very confident going into the season who just haven't got it. The one team I know we'll get to them, but the Niners look phenomenal at the moment.
They do. They do.
And I'm only saying that because they're not here.
Well, it's fine. We will get to them because it's quite hard not to talk about just how good they are at the moment.
Yeah.
But does open up that AFC North.
You mentioned that you couldn't see the Ravens losing it. They've lost Mark Andrews to injury, who's a very important player for them. They've planned well. Is that Isaiah Likely?
Yeah.
373 yards, 3 or 4 touchdowns last year in his rookie season.
Yeah.
You're backing up Mark Andrews. You didn't have Lamar. And there's just a different energy. Like, the Nelson Aguilar's there. Nelson Aguilar, the butt of many a joke on this podcast, who I think has looked really, really solid for them.
Yeah, I mean, compared to previous years, they have different options that they can throw it to. So, OBJ isn't OBJ, but he, at the very least, compared to other seasons, he's a warm body. Like, compared to when they were throwing it to, the reanimated version of Dez Bryant, who was just... Deshaun Jackson went there for a bit just before retiring.
Oh, we need to bring in a wide out. Are they old?
Yeah.
Excellent. Bring them in.
Yeah.
If you have OBJ at 60% of what he could be, that's still better than league average comfortably.
I mean, we'll get onto that, but the Chiefs could do someone who could just catch a fucking football. It's a shame for the Bengals. I think they've actually got quite a nice team. It is the last year that they're going to have some of these pass catchers because, of course, they've paid Burrow now. So, can you keep Chase, Higgins, Boyd together? Probably
no.
Not.
No, financially, no.
Financially, no. Other than that, For the Ravens, Gus the Boss continues scoring touchdowns.
They've always ran the ball well.
Yeah.
And they've always had a lot of injuries at running back as well, from my memory of the last few seasons. But they look dangerous. And yeah. They're always a threat because they're well coached, they're well managed, it's a good organization. But they just have an edge this year, which they haven't had probably since Lamar's MVP season. And that could just be Lamar's on form and fit.
Yeah.
But they're the type of team where if you see you've got them on the schedule, you get that kind of, oh, no, the Ravens.
Yeah. But the thing is, I think me and Jim mentioned it last week. If they go out and beat you, if they go out and beat, like, the Dolphins, you go, that's what the Ravens can do. But if they went out and lost to the Jets, you'd go, that's so Ravens. Like, they are, there aren't many teams with such a high ceiling and low floor.
Oh, that's it. Like, I expect nothing and something from them.
Yeah. I love them to bits because of it. I don't like juggernauts. I like watching a game and think, I have no idea. Like, because as well, like, you'll get to half time, they could be, as you say, they've been 14 points up and they've lost those games. Like, how they lost the Steelers.
I mean, to be fair, that's just AFC North voodoo.
Yeah, I love it. What, what a division. But
I mean, we'll stick with that division because the Steelers,
they
finally got rid of Matt Canada.
Yeah. Offensive coordinator has gone.
Living up to the words offensive within the offensive coordinator.
Yeah. He was the first person on our hot seat this season.
Well, no wonder. The team has looked tepid. Now, I do have to give... I'm not going to blame Matt Canada for all of this. I'm not going to blame Canada. Griff, I know I stole your joke. But he... Kenny Pickett ain't it.
No.
I know he's the local lad, but he ain't it.
No. No, he... that's it. When it's not my team, and, you know, because my team is so bad, what I like is the story. I want there to be a story about...
I want the story. I like Tommy DeVito giving the Italian hands.
I like...
The weirdo who lives with his mum and dad still driving.
Yeah, on $44,000 a week, but it's fine. Yeah. Pickett being, you know,
the 21st overall selection.
Yeah, but also that Pittsburgh boy, you know, from the university. It's not good. So they lost to the Browns. No shame in losing to the Browns at the moment when it comes to the defense.
I mean, also, in terms of, we mentioned backups, DTR's a good backup.
He's fine. But
he's serviceable. He's not Jake Browning.
He's not Jake Browning. He's not some other people who we'll come on to. But they have signed Old Man Flacco.
Old Man Flacco.
Yep. So, DTR.
Mobile and then immobile.
So, what they've decided is with DTR, what they need to add to that is a complete lack of movement and sacks. And hopefully we won't have a point where Flacco...
quarterback and broken back.
Yes. But I think that does mean PJ Walker will be on his way out.
He'll bounce around. He'll find his way somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, you know.
If not, he'll tear up the XFL again, and then he'll get back in the league again.
Exactly. Yeah. But there's so much bad quarterback play that these sort of players aren't going to go very far. Especially at the moment.
I mean, also there's so many injuries.
Well, that's exactly it. There's so so many injuries, and the backups are so bad. But someone like PJ Walker who can come in and marshal a game, you know, he's bizarrely very successful. So someone who doesn't throw many touchdowns. I think might be helped by the fact that this year he's playing with like the best defense in potentially we're starting to get stats wise to like walk almost the best defense ever.
Yeah, I mean they are like I saw they're creeping comfortably like top five, aren't they?
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's the 2000 Ravens is like the is the gold standard.
But remember, like the 2000 Ravens also got dicked a couple of games. They conceded points a couple of times. Not, but these things happen. And Garrett is brilliant, but
he's a sure for Hall of Famer.
He's getting that way. But who else? The secondary, really good. Like, but it's star power throughout that defense, which is good because it's so lacking on the offense now.
So Amari Cooper and friends.
Yeah, really is. They're brilliant. Miles Garrett, six consecutive season of double digit sacks. Can you tell me who else has done that? So six seasons of double digit sacks.
Donald.
Nope.
Bruce Smith.
Yes, Bruce Smith.
JJ Watt.
No. Injuries.
Of course.
There's a Giants fan, someone you should get.
Oh, Michael Strahan.
Nope.
Oh, LT.
LT. So, one, two.
I was thinking Strahan just for pure numbers.
Yeah, but yeah, no, LT for consistency. There's four more. There's Reggie White.
That's not a surprise.
John Randall.
Again, not a surprise.
Jared Allen. DeMarcus Ware.
Jared Allen.
Forget
Jared Allen. Yeah, I wouldn't mind. I watched Jackass. Oh, he's in one of the films.
He's in the first film. One. Yeah, yeah. Mm. But yeah, he's just astounding. So if he doesn't win Defensive Player of the Year, then someone's going to have to pull some major shit out of the bag in the next few weeks. but yes, anyway. Where should we go next? So, should we talk about the Eagles Chiefs as the game of the weekend?
The most hyped contest. I mean, I do want to call out the NFL Instagram account for one of the most disgustingly. I hated it. The Andre Swiss touchdown.
Oh yeah,
nice touchdown.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the comment they put?
God, I didn't see. Oh, no, was it to do with Taylor?
Kelsey to Swift.
Ah!
I hate it.
I hate it so much.
Can she catch?
My favourite thing this week has been everyone finding Travis Kelsey's tweets from 2009.
Yeah. Just all the food companies getting frustrated because he's mentioned all of going to all of them.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's a more innocent time, I guess, back then. But also as well, like at least there's not troublesome because God forbid she'd have gone out with Nick Bosa or somebody who I think a social media company went through and deleted all his Trump tweets.
I think the moment you get near the draft, I think there's
nowadays. Yeah, I think if they know you're going to be a big selection, there's a company's going. Yeah, no.
Men in black suits turn up the minute you have a good game in college.
Exactly. Yeah. Did you really want to tweet that about Trump? About titties? About whatever? Yeah. But anyway, the Eagles won the Super Bowl rematch.
That's an annoying term, isn't it? I think there's no shame in losing 21-17.
No. I think for me, the annoying thing is the Chiefs, if they had people who could catch the ball, they would have won this. Because in the first half, their defence was magnificent.
Steve Spagnuolo does not get enough credit.
He really isn't. You know, I mean, admittedly, what, 3-4 Super Bowl rings.
Yeah, the guy
knows credit where it's due.
The guy knows what he's doing.
He knows what he's doing, and as well, the thing that to worry about is his defenses get better through the season.
Like, yeah.
But yeah, Jones, McDuffie, all these players were brilliant. But who in the wideout room is to be feared in at the Chiefs? Because I like Rice, and he scored a lovely... did you see Darren Slay tweeted about Rice, saying, you know, basically... Rice got to apologise. I'm a man with a family, because he made him absolutely look stupid with a missed tackle. But so they go long because first down, they triple teamed Travis Kelce. Mahomes goes long with a lovely throw, a long throw. Like, I think what they used to call the Chiefs a few years ago, the big ass plays. Yeah. 45 yards. Valdez Scantling, who's just rejoined, drops the ball. He's beat coverage. This is sort of fine margins we're talking about now. And that's what worries me, because when it comes down to fine margins, like, there were some team games that are like, the team is defined by your strongest week, strongest link. So, like basketball, you can get by with star players and some weak links. And I think in NFL, it's a weak link game where if your weakest point of the team, you can get exposed. And I think they might get exposed by their inability to surround Mahomes with enough talent.
I agree with you, and I think there doesn't seem to be anything to blame apart from the quality, which is sometimes very rare to do in the NFL.
Yeah,
apart from quarterbacks who play for teams in playing out of New Jersey.
Yes, but still.
But yeah. So you're right. There is no fear. There's no fear factor.
No. I mean, and all you do is you make sure Kelsey's covered,
and you've got them.
And you know it is that.
I mean, also you when you look at the other side of the field, and I know in terms of salary hit and everything else, because Mahomes' contract is
it's big
iron balloon. But you can't cover Devonta Smith and AJ Brown and Dallas Goedert.
Well, Goddard's injured, but...
Oh, but sorry, yeah. They're tight end of choice.
You know, they're still got their running game, because, of course, you can't cover them and be monitoring DeAndre Swift, who could come out and catch...
And spy the quarterback.
But they did. In the first half, they were brilliant. But still, Devonta Smith was the difference. He was brilliant. They kept AJ Brown quiet. No other teams are doing that this season. Like, it's got to a point where I'd quite like to see this game again.
But the thing we've mentioned, and I was talking to a friend from work about it earlier today, let's see what happens when you play this game at the end of January.
That's the thing.
The Chiefs in December and January are a very different team.
Yeah. Let's see, because, I'm beginning to regret now thinking, I think they just have enough to get to a Super Bowl, because everyone else in the AFC is dealing with stuff. either it be injury, coaching, or
implosion,
or just bad juju. And
no, they won't get to the playoffs.
Yeah, they won't. But like you know, the Ravens, as I say, look like the leading team in the AFC at the moment. But you wouldn't be surprised if they don't make it past week two of the playoffs.
Yeah, that they could one and done it comfortably.
So the Chiefs, I think, have that ability. But also, I think when it comes down to the fine margins, which will be the Super Bowl, when it comes to the NFC teams, I think the Eagles and the Niners, even if they played the Cowboys, I think they'd have enough to keep them arm's length.
Forgive me for a very poor niche reference, but the 2019 Rugby World Cup,
yeah,
England beat New Zealand in the semis. What a game.
Yeah.
Remember the feeling to this day, because I was in an office at work watching it on a Saturday. I was furious. By the time we got to the final against South Africa, we were mentally done.
Yeah.
Whichever team comes out of the NFC, that NFC Championship game will be hell.
Yes. Yeah, it will really will be. It might be the defining moment of that season because, yeah, it's going to be bloody and horrible. And I love it. Can't wait already.
It just means the Chiefs play whichever fantastic team they play a slightly bandaged version of that team.
Yeah. Well, there's a long way to go before then. But yeah, as I say, I'd like to see this game again if it comes up because it was two very good teams working each other out. And, you know, the questions now are also about Kelce and whether this will be his final season.
No,
Travis.
Not a chance. Not a we'll chance. See.
I get the funny feeling there might be something in his not too distant future that's not NFL. I think he's
reaching that celebrity stratosphere.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping he gets dumped and then goes back to the dating game.
I just break up with her and just start tweeting about Chipotle, for God's sake.
Yeah, please. Go back. Play the hits. Okay. Well, whilst we're in the AFC West, should we talk about the Chargers?
Now, I have been accused on a number of occasions of a bias against the Chargers.
Well, I would accuse you of bias against Phil Rivers.
He wasn't as good as people made out. That's an argument for another day.
Because I also know that you are, for years, you were Derwin James's biggest fan.
I think he's great. However, I feel the issue with the Chargers is not the quality of the roster.
No, God no. There's some brilliant players on that roster.
Keenan Allen in the past 2 weeks has received 10,000 yards in the NFL. There's very few men who will get to that point.
I worried that the other week start of the season, I worried that this was Keenan Allen's last season.
We felt that 2 years ago, though.
He has been brilliant.
Yes.
I humble pie a little bit here because I thought it was too much, but he has been brilliant. Williams as well, like the missing Williams. It's all on him, and he's dealt with that in no problem at all. He's been brilliant this season. As well, like on defense, Khalil Mack's got 11 sacks.
Six of them were in one game.
Admit, I know, but still,
double-digit sacks is difficult.
Double-digit sacks in a season is still nothing to
be sniffed at.
No, exactly. But they cannot get out of their own way.
I just think that Brandon Staley has to go.
Brandon Staley is, I mean, surely just to save, they're just saving face because they're still in, they're still not out of it.
I don't understand where they are because they've got one of the best quarterbacks in the league. Everybody keeps telling me.
I will tell you, he's brilliant.
Why don't he win games?
Because the players, Quentin Johnson, like, he's throwing to Keenan Allen, great. Quentin Johnson had some horrible drops.
Fair.
The defense, Khalil Mack has got sacks, but you can just go past them. They are absolutely infuriating. I have a guy at work who I, in my fantasy league, he's from San Diego. He still supports the Chargers because, you know. But yeah, and he's even more frustrated than I am as a Giants fan, because he expects them to be good because the raw elements are there. Yet they are 4-6 and they lost to a Packers team who aren't as bad as some people feared. Like, Love, not great, but best couple of games of the season have been the last couple of weeks. He's getting better.
They're a team in a soft rebuild, aren't they?
They are. They are.
But they're a team who could still be dangerous in a soft rebuild.
I think they can be berserkers for the rest of the season. They're not going to. I don't think they'll make the playoffs. I don't think they're good enough. But they can go out and they can bloody noses, and
they can cause issues with schedules. They can cause issues in final standings.
Yeah, I haven't got their schedule up.
But I mean, you look at it in terms of where we are now in the season. The Chargers are bottom of that division.
Yeah. Against
the Raiders. The Raiders are in that division, John. The Raiders.
With an interim head coach.
The Raiders, helmed by Aidan O'Connell.
I mean, that's just appalling, isn't it?
All right. The Broncos are in the Broncos are hitting some form. And do you know what? Russell Wilson is a decent quarterback. Who'd have thought it?
I know. Turns out, oh yeah, Sean Payton. Actually, yeah, when it comes to game day, pretty good.
Yeah, that Super Bowl winning head coach knows what he's doing.
Yeah. I mean, he had to be, because I mean, after the 70 loss and the Nathaniel Hackett comments, suddenly they're not being put up anymore, are they?
No. I also noticed there's far less Let's Ride videos being played.
He stopped that this year. He has, but yeah, people aren't taking the piss anymore.
No.
Let's not put it out there. They're not a great team, but they're doing fine. But yeah, they are ahead of the Chargers.
But this is the issue for me. The Chargers just don't have that ability to turn losses into wins.
No, they can do the opposite.
They can turn wins into losses, which is a hell of a skill. You know, the Ben McAdoo special.
I'm just looking at the Packers schedule. Chiefs, or Lions this week, then the Chiefs, Giants, Bucks, Panthers, Vikings, Bears. So they
could potentially win three of those comfortably.
Yeah, it's not going to be enough, but for the Bucks, you know, they can be a berserker, like cost them a playoff slot. The Vikings looking for, I think they're probably going to be safe, but in that seeding thing, it isn't. They still have something to play for, even if that is
fucking
up everybody else.
Stopping the Vikings getting into the playoffs.
Yeah. And, you know, that might be enough. But, yeah.
Bring the Pastronaut down to earth.
I like him. I don't
want to. I love him.
But for the Packers as well. Like,
I saw people are shaving their eyebrows off in solidarity.
I did see that.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
I mean,
I'm a pretty dumb guy.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen dumber, but not much to do with NFL. Normally it's like those women who did that thing to their lips for Kylie Jenner or something.
Oh, yeah, the lip cup challenge or whatever.
Yeah, it was fucking awful.
The moment you have to do something as a challenge, it should tell you not to do it.
Exactly. But yeah, for the Packers as well, it was a win. Aaron Jones is injured. He hasn't really played this year. He's not really been able to help out much, which is a shame because he is brilliant and would help that offense. But they've not really been able to use him all season, and it's a shame. But you know, Christian Watson suddenly looks half decent. After, I mean, it's one game. It was the Chargers.
He's a proper threat in the end zone.
Yeah. I think he's streaky, isn't he? He's going to go on ones where suddenly, like, oh my God, he's got six touchdowns in three or four games.
Then you draft him in fantasy and he gets you 4 points.
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. On the other end, Bosa went out injured. Joey Bosa, this is, of course.
Yeah.
Now people are saying, is this the end of Bosa in LA?
I don't believe so.
I don't believe so. Unless he retires or something like that, I don't see it because he's got a contract
for another 3 years.
2024, 2025, he's still signed up.
Fair enough.
Up to the age of 30. And they're big contracts. So if
no matter what happens, that could be a horrible dead cap situation.
So if it's this year, next year, 14 million, it's not great.
That's a dent still, isn't it?
No, 22 even, sorry, and 7 the year after. Oh. So if they did it, if something happened, they could save 14 and 25 in the years off the cap, but it's still big.
That's enough to make you think twice.
Yeah, exactly. So I just can't see anyone trading for him.
Oh, I don't know.
He's always injured. He is very good. He's great.
But there's always someone willing to take a chance on a player that good.
When does he play a full season?
That's a very good question.
I'm just going to look it up now. Because I don't remember him ever lasting a whole season. Just there you go. So apologies for the silence. We're just looking him up. Oh, there you go. Actually, I lie.
Played 16 games 3 times.
Yeah. So,
and we're looking at 10 plus games. 5 times out of 7 seasons.
Okay.
But there's still. I mean, the main thing is the number of sacks, isn't it?
Yeah. 2019. It's a high of 20. This year he's. I mean, Khalil Mack is doing his fair share, but yeah. I like because they haven't even updated this year. That's last year's for two, where he played 5 games. It's not going to get easier as he gets older, you know.
No. I think for me, it's I don't understand why Brandon Staley is still there.
No,
that's not a hot seat. That's an excruciatingly warm seat now.
It feels like they're just punishing, just everybody involved by not. You can't make the move, whilst you're still, but yeah.
But you can.
You can
look at McDaniels at the Raiders.
Yeah.
If you want rid of someone, you get rid of someone.
Yeah.
But I don't know what it is, but that window that you have with Herbert's closing rapidly.
Yeah. We've been quite AFC heavy so far. So should we mention some of the better teams in the NFC?
So the New York Giants.
No, we will not mention. Well, they won. But so the Niners. Niners are chasing the Eagles down. They won against the Buccaneers.
And a game you should be winning, and the game they won comfortably.
Yeah, not really a lot to say. They're back. Actually, the Bucs kept it tight. It was a interception at the end that sort of effectively closed off the game. But yeah, the Niners look imperious again.
It's Trent Williams coming back, which always makes a difference as well, isn't it?
It does help. Really does help.
I know, like, whatever mathematician they have helping them with the cap.
Yes.
Nick Bosa and Chase Young look terrifying as a duo. Well,
they do, but, I mean, they're being helped out by the...
best linebacker in the league.
Well, idiocy of other teams as well. Right. You know, having Chase Young this year for what, 600 grand because Washington have already paid him.
But that's how, you know, remember Von Miller going to the Rams, yeah. OBJ going to the Rams.
Yeah. Sometimes
that's
yeah,
the moves of champions.
Exactly.
Because didn't like the Rams pay Von Miller like 30p in a bag of crisps?
Yeah. Effectively, it was, yeah.
F them picks.
And OBJ got paid, they paid him Bitcoin, so he got paid nothing. ahead of the 49ers, the Lions beat the Bears. Tight game, 26-31. Closed off at the end by Hutchinson. Getting a fumble from to field, and then the got kicked out the end by the end zone accidentally by the lineman. So got the safety. The Lions, I just like that they're fun. They have a plan. They are getting by at the moment by beating a lot of bad teams.
But all you've got to do is turn up each week and win.
Yeah.
And they are doing a good job of that. And this is a Lions, like the Lions team of like Matt Stafford and Megatron and some other guys.
Yeah.
Would have potentially lost this game. You know, the Lions always had that kind of, a little bit like we've been talking about with the Ravens earlier. You kind of, how did the Lions get on? They lost.
Oh, well.
Okay.
Yeah.
There's no surprise. There's no kind of, really?
Yeah.
The thing I like about them is I watch Red Zone every Sunday rather than the individual games. But from what I was seeing from Red Zone, it's such a different Jared Goff.
Yeah.
He had a bad game of interceptions.
He did.
But he didn't look bothered. He didn't look
like
the Jared Goff of old, who like dead in the eyes, white faced, and kind of, oh my God, what have I done?
Yeah, yeah.
Just like, I want to get back out there and sling it. Sling some dick.
Yeah. But that's, I like, Campbell's created a really, I think, an atmosphere that these sort of, a lot of rejects and people, you know, and young players to come in and just, you know, you can make mistakes, you can do this, and it's fine. I know Gary doesn't like Dan Campbell.
The thing is,
I don't like Dan Campbell. I wouldn't want to go for a beer with Dan Campbell.
Dan Campbell being my boss seems my idea of hell.
Yeah.
This caffeine adult freak turning up shouting at me every morning.
Gary Boosie, but has spent some time on a weight bench.
Professional Gary Boosie.
Yeah. It's absolutely scary, but I love him.
Yeah.
Here you go. For the next team, can you tell me what connects? DK Metcalf, OBJ, Justin Jefferson.
They're all wide receivers.
They are wide receivers with less receiving touchdowns than Devon Bland.
Oh, God.
Who is the quarterback for Dallas Cowboys. Four interception pick sixes this year. He's an absolute stats monster.
Yeah, it's interesting. Forgive me, I'm going to take us back to the Chargers. I won't be there for very long. Who's the OC at the Chargers, John?
I don't remember.
Kellen Moore.
Oh, Kellen Moore, yes. Yes, he moved over from the Cowboys.
After being let go from the Cowboys, wasn't he?
Yes.
And everyone's saying he was going to be their next head coach and he was doing an amazing job. I just think it's... The thing is, like, as a Giants fan, a good Cowboys, I hate.
Same. I still think they're still too overloaded on defense. CeeDee Lamb's been hot for a few weeks. How long can that last? Because they aren't going to play the Giants and the Commanders and the Panthers when the season is proper. So we'll see, but like the Cowboys to me are just the NFC version of the Ravens. When it gets to the playoffs, oh, they beat Team X. Oh, yeah, fine. Or they lost. Well, you know, probably, you know, that is the Cowboys. And they probably lost by doing something really stupid at the end. Like the...
like, well, last season against the Niners. Like.
Yeah, when they... The Zeke snap. Or the year before when...
The game was coming to an end and the time, oh, no, I'm just going to throw it into the middle of the field.
Exactly, yeah. Yeah. The sort of plays that lose an offensive coordinator their job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's... They beat the Panthers. It's not worth mentioning because everyone beats the Panthers. So, should we go to other news?
Yes.
Shaq Leonard.
I was absolutely blindsided by this until I looked into it further.
Yeah.
Just in kind of pure, whoa, that guy.
I think it's sort of gone under the... onto the radar, just like he got injured in 2022. Like, for like, his rookie contract, he looked an absolute star, didn't he?
Yeah, I mean, him not getting Pro Bowl on his rookie season was disgusting.
Yeah, yeah. Is he 3-time Pro Bowler since then?
Previous All-Pro.
Like, nicknamed the Maniac, which is just great.
Six season in the league, 3-time All-Pro.
Yeah. The guy, until his injuries, was legit. Since the injuries, I don't know if he's come back from injury too early, but he's barely played. They've been, they've given him limited snaps. He's been frustrated by that. I think they're frustrated by his performance. It's like what you're seeing is missed tackles and errors. And it's a shame because he was so good. It's like, yeah, since this, I think it was a back surgery, basically. And he will now go to waivers. No one's going to claim him from waivers because his contract is massive.
He signed a $99 million contract.
He still took 2 years after the end of this one on that.
But there's no guarantees after this season. So it's, you can understand an injured player saving you $16 million in cap space. You know, we said earlier, $14 million is a considerer.
Yeah.
That's, I get it, but... pure talent. That guy just had it.
He did. Hopefully, he can go somewhere, train, get back to, if he's even just a bit of what he was, like compared to what he's been the last, well, this season especially, it would be so good to see him back. But maybe the injury was too big. I'm sure we'll see him.
He'll turn up somewhere. He has to.
Yeah.
A player that good is always worth somebody just bringing them in to have a look.
Exactly. Yeah. But it is a shame. It really is. Anyway, should we mention? Let's mention him. So, the Jets. The horse has bolted. They have decided to change their quarterback 10 weeks too late.
That's a very lame horse that's bolting.
Yeah. I mean, if it was a Zach Wilson horse, at least someone could catch it because everything he does is caught by someone else.
God. I feel really, really frustrated because when Rodgers went down, I made a point. This guy was a second overall pick. He had a lack of confidence. You know, he spent most of his time shagging other people's mums. This is the opportunity. You know, it's looking him directly in the face. You've got everything Aaron Rodgers would have had. Just go out there and sling some dick.
Yeah.
Just didn't do it.
Nah.
Just And it's one of these things where you struggle to do blame anything other than him. The coaching is good. The coaching is league quality. The coaching is not... Like you take Brandon Staley.
Well, I like Salah.
I like Salah.
As a head coach. I think he's possibly... Salah has probably, from the sounds of it, had his arm twisted about using Zach Wilson. And it's got to a point where it's just got too late. But the thing that worries me is Tim Boyle's also shit.
I don't think you've got much choice until Rodgers comes back. Rodgers owes that team a year.
So he'll be
back next year.
But what they've done is they filled the building with Rodgers'
cronies.
Nathaniel Hackett.
The ball bag.
He's there as offensive coordinator. He's currently marshalling the worst offense in the league.
How dare you? When Matt Canada's just been sacked.
Well,
a team that had a deficit of
I mean, there's a lot, the sad thing is you can contrast and compare Kenny Pickett and Zach Wilson because I think they've both got two touchdowns or something ridiculous.
Yeah, I get what you're saying in terms of it's an anemic offense, but it's an offense that's built for Aaron Rodgers and Zach Wilson ain't Aaron Rodgers.
No.
And the thing is, you can't, there was never a decent backup in Green Bay.
No, but...
Got Jordan Love. I hold that back. Jordan Love has looked absolutely fine.
Do you know, this weekend, it was the first 300-yard game, passing game, from a quarterback in Green Bay since 2021.
Probably been an MVP, isn't that time as well?
So, like... I'm sort of... Because I don't like Rodgers. I don't like him as a person. I think as a quarterback, like, you know, Hall of Fame and all that, you know,
sewed in.
It's sewn on. I don't like it. I don't like the fact that, they've got Nathaniel Hackett. Tim Boyle is just a mate of Aaron Rodgers. Zach Wilson won't be on the bench this weekend because it's Tim Boyle. I think Trevor Siemian is the backup. Zach Wilson will be
in his
civvies, just there in case. So it's coming off a short week as well because they're playing Friday.
Yeah, I think the thing is though, if the moment Rodgers went down, that team could have been 4 wins for the season, and I don't think anybody would have.
Or they could have done something about it.
I agree with you. I agree with you totally. But the way the media works in the NFL, they've bought themselves a break for this season.
I don't know if Salah gets another season.
I think he will.
How many coaches do you see survive 3 years without a trip to the playoffs? It's very rare. And I know the injury is, but the rest of the team, you know, the defense is brilliant, but like they must be just absolutely tearing their hair out of the fact that, and as well, like Wilson's gone, but it's just out the frying pan into the fire.
I mean, and the replacement for this turd is a turd.
But it's fine because if that doesn't work, we've got another turd. we've just signed.
It's that kind of thing at the circus of that clown that keeps kicking its hat away.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I don't care in the nicest thing because it's the Jets.
Yeah. But
they were they were Super Bowl tipped, and to get see them here
is magnificent.
It's brilliant. I'm not gonna lie, I rarely stop laughing on a Sunday because of it.
Just the capitulation of the AFC East.
Yeah, I mean,
chef's kiss.
Thank God for the Dolphins.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, they're the Hard Knocks mid-season team, and I think that'd be great because
I like McDaniel.
McDaniel. I think he's just very watchable. Tyreek Hill as well, like, you know, not a nice bloke, but he is he's watchable, like, yeah. on and off. Whilst we're talking TV, Sky got the college football.
I'm really pleased with that.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have Sky, but...
No, I don't have Sky Sports.
Yes. But if you've got NFL, at least you can see the college game because it was nowhere.
Yeah.
Good that that's something. But yeah, for the Jets, I mean, I'm sure if Rodgers is fit, he'll want to play just for the ego of, you know, I'm back.
I'm the comeback player of the year because I've played a down.
Yeah, but this season cannot end quickly enough. Because we're almost an hour in, let's talk about this week's games because it's Thanksgiving. And do you know what I'm thankful for? Thursday football, because we get... In England, we get Packers, or in Europe, we get a 5:30 game.
Wow.
Packers, Lions.
That'd be a decent game.
Decent, fun game, that. That's the first game on the Thursday. Then Commanders, Cowboys. Not as good, admittedly. But it's it's Thursday night football. You've only got them one day.
You also get Seahawks Niners.
Seahawks Niners, which is the late game, one.
The Seahawks are 6-4. They're a game behind.
Yeah, but they should be equal because, like, there's a lot. They've played some. They've lost some stupid games.
Yeah,
I think. I think they might not be very good. But is the thing. But I think in the NFC, I think they're good enough for playoffs because everyone else is appalling.
I mean, they're very lucky in that division, the Cardinals and Rams, forgive me, and I'd like to, 58 minutes in, shit the bed.
Yeah, oh, they're appalling. And then, yeah, on a Friday night, we have Dolphins-Jets, 8 p.m. Once again, another nice time.
There's some interesting games, right? In terms of, for Heritage, Giants v Patriots, great.
It's an absolute toilet bowl, though, isn't it? But we don't even know if it's going to be Mac Jones, Bailey Zappe, or just someone else.
Jake Easton Stick or Sir whoever.
Yeah, who knows? Because... he's refusing to name his quarterback until the day.
Because that's going to instill confidence.
Exactly. And, you know, coming off this is a Giants team that just had, 6 takeaways in a game?
Yeah.
So, that's... if you could pick your opponent, it might be this week. And I love bad football. And that could be a hugely underwhelming game of football.
And, oh! The media loves Tommy DeVito.
Yeah. Hey! Oh! Who else is whetting your appetite this week?
I'm looking forward to Colts-Buccaneers.
Oh, yeah?
I think that'll be an interesting little game.
Both teams doing much better than I expected.
Yes, and that's why.
Which is a shame, actually. The Bucs have only got 4 wins, but I think they're... they are, compared to the NFC South, like, look, they're behind the Saints. who have gained more. But the Saints are appalling, quite frankly.
I don't understand what they are.
No, just bad.
They just kind of exist.
Yeah. Bucks Colts could be I think it might be like.
You know, for a team with the coolest uniforms playing in the Party City.
Yeah.
They're pretty boring, aren't they?
They are really boring.
If you don't think they have the coolest uniforms, you're a liar.
Yeah, I think they might. I do think they're. I do have a Saints shirt.
Yeah. And I'm very jealous. Texans Jags would be a good game.
Texans Jags, I was about to say. Who'd have thought that at the start of the season?
Yeah.
We've also, can I mention Browns Broncos?
That might be fun.
Like, once again, with the Browns, what you're going to get is a lot of great defence. But also the Broncos' defence has been quite good lately. So who knows? Like this,
you're going to get some fun.
What you want is a game where you're not quite sure what's going to happen.
I'm sure Russell Wilson's going to be speared to the turf a number of times.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what I want to see.
And Bills Eagles. Both teams, bizarrely for the Eagles at 9-1, haven't looked great.
But it's the former champions, isn't it?
Exactly.
Just win, baby.
Just win. Bills.
5-5.
6-5.
So 6-5. Because
they won.
Apologies, yes.
But they did win. The Jets, who are appalling. It'll be interesting. It's in Philadelphia.
Is there a risk they don't make the playoffs?
Possibly.
What's their schedule?
It's not. Actually, let's have a look.
I'm sure that could be bloody interesting, you know.
So.
Chiefs.
Chiefs.
Cowboys.
Oh my God, it's appalling. And finishing at the Dolphins.
Yeah, and you've got the Chargers in there as well, who could be a banana skin.
They could win. So
they could end up, in theory, they could end up 7-11.
They could, or they could end up, let's say they go 3-3. That would put them at 9-8. Which might just be enough. But they are going to be probably going to be looking at going into the final week having to win to play on.
Bye, Sean.
Yeah. Oh God, yeah. And then so prime time Ravens Chargers. Which is more powerful, the ravenness of the team that sometimes just takes an early commanding lead and then goes, nah, fuck it, just have the ball, or the Chargers charging us, the movable.
How many voodoo dolls are being pricked and pinned at this point?
Yeah, oh, it's appalling. Could be a good laugh, that one.
It could just be an absolute Ravens blowout.
Yeah. So yeah, there's some of the teams' games for this weekend. Sweetest play of the week.
So Jimothy put forward the second interception of Jalen Ramsey.
I thought the first one was brilliant.
I mean, him.
He is great.
He makes a Dolphins team, which were already looking good, scary.
Yeah.
Whichever.
Well, he helps because early on in the season they were blowing teams away. They're not doing that anymore. But because they've got this lockdown corner in, they don't have to.
Yeah, it makes them terrifying. I think for me, it's. I love Jalen Ramsey just as an entertainer, so I'm agreeing with Jim.
Yeah, same as. I'll let him have the second one, even though I thought the first one was, to me, it was better. But you know, that's I don't want to fight Jim. Well, that's actually probably a good time to fight Jim because his back hurts, so I can get a swift kidney kick and then fuck off.
For anybody, that makes it
seem like I've thought about it. I haven't thought about it. They're just, you know,
for somebody who's watched you run, that's a very poor plan.
I am. Yeah, no. Yeah, no, it's not great. I can't. Biggest balls. Let's not kid. It always goes to Dan Campbell because they were absolutely insistent on fourth down, and it is just great to watch.
It's got to a point where, like, it was funny, then it stopped being funny, and it's become funny again. Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They rarely fuck it up. That's the thing with them.
Yeah, they're just...
Well-drilled.
Well-drilled, well-coached. Actually, a really good roster.
Yeah, I do think the offensive coordinator might be nicked this off-season.
That would be... that'd be worrying.
Yeah. MVP of the week.
See, this is difficult. This is very, very difficult. I'm going to go with Brock Purdy.
Okay.
He's the first Niners quarterback to get a perfect passer rating since what year, John?
I know it was the year they had Montana.
Mm-hmm.
So 89?
That's right.
Hey!
I was 2 years old.
Jeez. He's brilliant.
And just for a team that has everything.
Yeah.
He's just, there's a level of calmness about him. And I don't want the Niners to do well.
No.
But they're a fun team to watch. They have everything.
I'll go with Aiden Hutchinson for that the game-winning fumble.
Yeah.
And I do like Aiden Hutchinson. I think he's like the best of the... There's like Gallup.
He's the best of the second echelon.
Best of the second echelon, exactly that. So yeah, he's very, very... he could be a great if he keeps going.
But yeah. I did see something going. I'll share the video with you. Somebody says he runs like Waluigi.
Yeah, I said that. and now I see it.
It's so accurate.
It's so accurate. Yeah. Look it up. We'll come back. Hopefully, we have more people next week. But I said that for the last few weeks. Until then, though, if you're American, enjoy Thanksgiving.
Yes.
If you're not, enjoy the Thanksgiving games.
Enjoy earlier football.
I was about to say light football, but of course, it will be dark. Still at 5:30. But enjoy rolling out of at your office. Straight into TV to watch Packers Lions.
It's going to be amazing.
Be a good laugh. Anyway, enjoy, and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Hurrah.